You're just gonna stick this here.
Oh, sure.
Thanks.
You're mad at me because I made him go back to the
Thank you.
Good
yep. Thank you. Work out. If I can have your attention again, please. Thank you. There are a couple of things that I would like to mention. One of the wonderful aspects of this program, at least for me through the years, has been to watch year after year the devotion that this program receives from the sports writers who are the mainstays of our program. They're the ones who see all the youngsters. They're the ones who cover all the sports. They're the ones who write about them. They're the ones that give them the publicity that we want them to have. I've said before, and I'll say it again, I think we are absolutely blessed on the North Shore to have the kind of coverage that we do. The men and women who do these jobs, there's a lot more in this than money for them. I've worked with them, and I've seen that over and over and over again. Wonderful, wonderful coverage. There's no end to their dedication, and particularly to high schools. There isn't a single person that I have read over the years, I'm not sure, who couldn't easily be writing for a Boston paper or beyond. Something makes them love doing high school work, and thank God they do. So we have a table today, to my left, that's full of them, both from the Salem News, Gloucester paper, Newburyport paper, and the Daily Item. They are led by Phil Stacey and Steve Krause, Steve of the Item, Phil of the Salem News. They do a magnificent job, and I would just like to congratulate them on what they do. And so if you would, they're right over here. And I also did not mean to neglect those guys who do it on the radio. We're very fortunate to have at least some coverage, not as much as any of us would like, at 104.9, but at least there's a sports desk every Saturday, and they do cover the games. We're also blessed to have more stuff online where both Rick and Bill Newell cover games all during the year. And guys, thanks so much for what you guys do as well. Thank you. When this program first started, it's hard to believe it's 24 years ago, Paul Halloran came to the first meeting then as sports editor of the Lynn Item. He said to me, if there's anything commercial in this, Gerard, I'll be gone in 90 days. Well, I'm very happy to say that Paul has not only been with the program right since its beginning, but through all the years. Now, it's his responsibility to work with the guys all during the school year, to keep this program going and to make it stronger each year. As you all know, Paul is in charge of the Aganis games and everything related to Aganis, which is another amazing, amazing thing. The games are all played in the summer and involve all the best athletes that you can find in the area. Paul's work with the with Grant Communication and all of the work that he's done with athletes across the North Shore as both a writer and a coach. It's an amazing record that he's compiled. He's also been the master of ceremonies for these events for the last, I don't know how many years now, but way, way back. And so once again, it's my privilege to bring him back again, the fellow who's going to take you through the rest of our program, Paul Halpern.
Thank you, Gerard. As Gerard said, I've been fortunate to be involved in this since 1991-92, when we decided to give out the yearly awards, and we very coincidentally came up with two outstanding student athletes who were headed to the College of the Holy Cross that year, Lauren Maney and Ted Betancourt. Purely coincidental that Gerard and I were involved in something of like that. But as you'll hear a little bit later, they set a pretty good standard. The list of our winners is truly outstanding, and we'll touch on that later, and we're very happy to have a few of them here. So without further ado, as Gerard said, I also want to thank the sports writer and media table. We do a conference call every month. The schools are crucial to what we do. You're going to hear from one of them later on, James Coffey. No one does better than Beverly has done it, but we really rely on the schools to let us know who these kids are. It's a very simple procedure. We want to know the kids who are excelling on the field, on the court, et cetera, and in the classroom at the same time. And we communicate once a month. We pick monthly winners. And then at the end of the year, we end up with the two outstanding student athletes we have here today, whom you'll meet in a little bit. Another part of the program, though, is we give out some other awards. And I'd like to kick that off by bringing up Phil Stacey, the sports editor of Salem News, to present the Lifetime Commitment Award from the schools. Phil Stacey.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. Before I begin, I want to congratulate Hunter and Sarah. Obviously, congratulations to you guys. It's we get tons of great nominations every month, and it's hard enough picking the monthly winners, but to choose the year-end winners is a, to use in Hunter's parlance, I suppose, on the mat, it's a real struggle. You grapple with it. It's very difficult to try to narrow down, and you're splitting hairs. Oh, you know, she has a 3.9 grade point average. Well, she's a 3.88, but she was first in the All-State and this or whatnot. So for both of you to have won this award, amazing feats for both of you. And it says a lot about you as not only athletes and scholars, but the type of people that you are and the way that your parents raised you. So congratulations to both of you. I also want to single out to, as we're talking about the media table, Dan Harrison from the Newburyport Daily News. Dan, if you can stand up for a second. And Nick Kukuru from the Gloucester Times. Three of us are all part of the North of Boston Media Group under the same umbrella, and I work closely with Dan and Nick, and they're tremendous guys. If you don't know them or haven't read any of their stuff, do yourself a favor and do so. They're both instrumental in their communities athletically, and you know, they do a wonderful job. So enough about that. I'm here to introduce James Coffey, who's going to receive the Lifetime Commitment Award from the schools. And I should say, too, congratulations was Ashley. Ashley, congratulations. Can't believe it's been, what, like 11 years since you won this thing? Yeah, that's a little bit nuts. Make me feel about 1,000 up here. And Jack Dean, we're hoping he gets here. He gets the fan award. I've known Jack since I wanted to play on his Little League team, the Giants, way back when. Never got picked for his team. I got stuck on the Yankees, so that didn't work out too good. But what are you going to do? And Kevin Doyle, Kev, my man. My fellow hockey-loving Irishman, congratulations to you, my man. Congratulations. But James has been the athletic director at Beverly High for some time now. You may or may not know he is leaving God's country. God knows why. Why would you leave Beverly? But heading up to Falmouth, Maine, where I've asked him if they have varsity ice fishing up there or anything like that. And he kind of gives me the smile and the laugh and says, yeah, sure, you know. But James could not be a better guy. I didn't really know him per se when he took the job. I knew of him from his time in Winthrop. I remember him as a ball player in Winthrop, and he went on to play baseball at Endicott College. You know, I'm an alumni of Beverly High, and while I'm obviously, you know, I treat all the schools the same that we cover. I don't show favoritism to anybody, but I certainly pay close attention to what happens in Beverly. Haven't gone to school there, haven't played ball there myself, and my wife teaches there. I guess I could say a good teacher. Is that right? Yeah, she's a good teacher, I guess, right? Is Sean Gallagher here? I was going to say I could ask for a raise now, help the Stacy Summer Vacation Fund, but I guess that's not going to work. No, James, you know, when I first met him, I was immediately impressed by his presence, how he was very confident, and, you know, he seemed to go out of his way to introduce himself to me, get to know, you know, what he could do for us at the newspaper and how he could help, and I think he's really been that way in all facets of his job. You know, he puts the student-athletes and his school first, as many of the athletic directors in this area do, but James was really very proactive with that, outstanding at social media, getting the word out about his student-athletes, getting them involved. When Twitter was getting big, he got them involved in it and let people know about their events and who's doing what and whatnot. He's been proactive on Facebook since probably the day after Zuckerberg invented it. So he's been great with all that. And I can say in all honesty, I am really sorry to see him go. I'm happy for him and his wife Liz and their young son that he's fulfilling a dream of being able to go up to Maine and work at a great school district up in Falmouth. But I can say as an alumni and somebody who works closely with him that I'm sorry to see him go. So this award is very fitting on his way out the door. James, come on up and congratulations. Problem. Thank you. Sir. When I talked to James today, I said, is it okay if I break your stones a little bit? And he said, yeah, sure, but I didn't even get around to that, so
that's
you
all
can
right.
do that.
That's
know?
Okay.
So, go ahead.
I have plenty for you. Thank you very much for having me here today. I just wanted to take a moment to thank a couple people here tonight or this afternoon. First, I want to congratulate Sarah and Hunter. Congratulations. Obviously, Sarah being from Beverly, we're really proud to have her as the recipient of this award because this is a really prestigious award and one we look forward to every year. And I want to thank Mr. Moynihan for putting this on. And it seems though like a couple years ago, I was at the State AD's Conference and he was receiving award for his work that he does here and presenting you know, this award every year, and the state and the NIAAA, which is the national organization, honored him a couple of years ago, and I had the opportunity to sit with him at the table, and that was a great night. And so thank you very much for all the hard work you put into this. Mr. Halloran, thank you very much. I know you've been involved in this program for the whole time, but really took over the administrative part of it this year, and it's been an outstanding transition, and he's really taken the reins here this year and done an unbelievable job. And it was the easiest it's been to nominate kids and everything, so it was terrific, so thank you. And to the sports writers, all of which you know, I've talked to at one point or another, you know, thank you for everything you've done, and you know, especially you, Phil, I thank you for everything, and you've been a good friend to us in the program. And you know, when I asked you if you could keep it off the record, you always did, so I appreciate that. Just again, thank you very much. I want to thank our administrative team. Our principal, Mr. Gallagher, couldn't be here today. We have the superintendents in the building, so he had to take care of some matters. But assistant principal Betty Taylor is here, and I wanted to thank her for coming. And you know, Dan Bauer, who's leaving us at Beverly to go to Marblehead and be the new principal. And Jen DeStefano and Aaron Brown and all the administration we worked with, because the best part of working in Beverly was working with that administrative team, and we always laughed and had a good time, and you know, it was a terrific place to work, and it's a terrific school, and I'm gonna miss it a lot, but you know, but thank you very much.
Okay, this one in the seat.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you, James. If I could just echo what Phil had to say, because I'm old, I have been around a long time, starting with my time at the item. And I have had the pleasure of dealing with James as a coach. I was a former assistant baseball coach in Swampscott through this program since he's been an AD from Winthrop and Beverly. as an official, I'm fortunate to go to Beverly to officiate. And I can tell you that there's really no AD who does it better. I'm sure there are others who do it as good. There's a lot of great ADs out there. But, you know, you judge people on how you're treated. And any experience I've had with Beverly in any of those roles has been nothing but a positive experience. And it's important because when you officiate, especially when you officiate like me, you need a reliable guy because you never know when you're going to have to get the hell out of there quick. And James is always nice enough to have an exit strategy for me. And, you know, we don't have to use it too often, but every once in a while. Next, we have the Lifetime Commitment Award from outside the schools, from the community. And Steve Krause, the sports editor of the item, will present that. Steve?
Thank you, Paul. I've known Kevin Doyle a long time, probably a lot longer than either one of us wants to admit. We're about the same age. We kind of have the same backgrounds in terms of what we did in high school and most of all, how much we like high school sports. Gerard alluded earlier to fact that he's amazed that some of us have stuck around the speed as long as we have. There's only one reason why you'd ever do that, and that's because you just like it. It's just, it's fun, and you know what? It's more fun dealing with this level of sports than it is dealing with the pros. And I always got a lot more fulfillment out of it, and I'm sure Kevin did the same, and he feels the same. Kevin, about maybe 6 or 7 years ago, came to me and asked me if he could help out covering hockey for us in football. And always needing good people, I said, sure, absolutely. So Kevin became a very, very diligent hockey writer, which suited me fine because not that I don't like hockey, it's I don't like cold rinks. And Kevin, I guess, does like cold rinks. Kevin also, in his endeavors with Hockey Night in Boston and other things, has in the past handicapped the high school teams at the beginning of each season. And I always take notice of it more for the reason that if I can get any ammunition to bust on anybody, I'm certainly going to use it. And I don't know, Kevin, you always get the prep wrong. I mean, and last year they won the whole thing, and I went back and looked. You didn't have them anywhere near the top at all. You have way down the bottom side as a maybe. So I don't hold it against you, Kevin, and I'm really happy to give you present this award to you.
Couldn't resist.
Couldn't resist. Absolutely not. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
These are prepared remarks because, unlike Mr. Howard and Mr. Stacy, I'm the Irish guy without the gift of gab. First of all, congratulations to this year's winners. Fabulous. We've been sitting over at the table there at the Reliving Fast Times at Amesbury High with Ashley Waters, my son Terry, and my son Sean. And I would like to thank Gerard because the Moynihan Lumbers commitment to the student athletes across the North Shore and Merrimack Valley is just unmatched. It's an outstanding program. I had the privilege to be part of it during my time at the Daily News and New Report, so I know how it runs, I know what it stands for, and I just really appreciate that Gerard keeps on doing it. So about this, when Phil Stacy, and by the way, I'm kind of dressed down because I got the word that it was business casual. Thanks, Phil.
My wife laid out a suit.
Okay. My wife asked. I said no. So anyway, when Phil informed me of this award, my initial reaction upon hanging up the phone was, wow, I'm old. And I suppose that's true. For my first year as a college intern at the Daily News in Newburyport, I've stayed in the game one way or another for 42 years. I've witnessed the evolution of the industry from manual typewriters to the digital age. And I can say that, aside from crushing Friday night deadlines, which none of us enjoy, and missing an occasional family events, which none of us enjoy, there were very few times when I viewed my chosen profession as an actual job. I've been fortunate to combine two of my greatest passions, writing and sports, to convey the pure emotion of high school athletes. What could be better than that? It's just an awesome thing to do. And none of this would have been at all possible at any point in my life without the unwavering support of my family. My wife, Barb, bear with me, my late wife, Judy, and my son, Sean and Terrence. Himself a Moynihan Student Athlete of the Month Award winner in 2003. So in closing, being honored by one's peers is most gratifying, and for that I thank you all. Very much appreciated.
Geez, Kevin, you got to be a special kind of PIA to go back and check on those predictions. Everyone makes those predictions figuring, who the hell is ever going to check? Now we got a guy who checks. Jesus, there must be a lot of free time down there on Monroe Street, Lynn. Before I get to some of the former winners, the award we just gave out, James's award, the Lifetime Commitment to the Schools, the very first two winners of that award are with us here today at the, what I'll call the venerable table in the corner. And that's Alex Kulovich, who won the first one from Marblehead High School, and Red Hutt from Beverly. And we're joined by legendary former Beverly football coach Billy Hamer, Kevin Green, the assistant track coach at Lynn Tech, who's off the Nationals this week with one of our student athletes of the month, Justin Lewis, who actually won for basketball, but Justin is off to the track Nationals in the high jump. And Northeastern Conference and Cape Ann League Basketball Commissioner Larry McIntyre is over there. And the guy who gets me out of those gyms when he's on the floor with me, Bob Mullins. Bob is the voice of reason, and that's why we make a good team. I'm not. So great to have all you guys here. On to our postgraduate award. Before I bring up Ashley, in your program you'll see a list of all the student athletes who have won the yearly award. And we try to invite all of them. I've reached out this year through Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and anywhere you can. And fortunately for them, most of them are successful and working. And many of them are, believe it or not, there's about eight or nine of them who are living on the West Coast, including Alex Kulovich's grandson, who was a former winner. And when he told me he couldn't make it back from San Francisco, I said, geez, your grandfather has plenty of money. I don't know why he doesn't just fly you back for the lunch. Alex here informs me that Alex out there is probably doing better than he is right now. But anyway, our first two winners, we mentioned Teddy Betancourt is the mayor of Peabody, as many of you know. Lauren Maney formerly worked for the federal government, living down in Georgia. She's back in the area, living in Linfield, working in Watertown. Becky Blazer from Masconomet, who won in 1994. Any of you who are in the golf circles may know her. Becky is the glue that keeps the MGA together for the last 15, 20 years. Tommy Giotti of Salem is in finance in North Carolina. Peter Woodfork from Swampscott. Peter is, a lot of you see Joe Torre on TV during the baseball playoffs. Joe is the chief operating officer of Major League Baseball. Peter Woodfork is his right-hand guy. Peter actually has responsibility for all the umpires, so he obviously doesn't have time to come to this because he's got his hands full with the umpires. Allison Conley, who won from Marblehead in 98, owns a consulting firm out in Denver. Heard from her. Craig Mielkar is a two-time winner who went to MIT from Salem High School. He is a hardware engineer in California for a small company you may have heard of called Apple. Shalane Flanagan, another two-time winner, former Olympian from Marblehead, still participates. She won a big race out in the West Coast a couple of weeks ago. Lindsay Dwyer, who won from Swampscott in 01, also lives in Northern California, is one of the, in addition to her real job, is one of the top competitive bicyclists out there. Jim Eunice, who won out of Gloucester, went to Boston College, unfortunately had to give up playing football because of concussions, and that was before people were paying as close attention to concussions as they are now. Jim works at a nonprofit right in downtown Lynn. Matt Antonelli, who won out of the prep in 03, is a former professional baseball player who's still involved in baseball on the instructional side. We'll get to Ashley in a minute. Shea Fitzpatrick won this award in 06 out of Linfield High School. Went to Brown to play basketball and study law. She works for Ropes and Gray. Lauren, so there's a name you may want to put in your Rolodex. And we're very happy to have here Lauren Blodgett. Lauren was our 2007 winner out of Peabody High School. And she went to a tiny Jesuit college in Chestnut Hill, was it, Lauren? We don't mention the name, but you know, we have all the respect in the world for Lauren. Lauren went from BC and a couple of weeks ago graduated from another college you may have heard of, Harvard Law School. So congratulations, Lauren. Lauren is off to work in New York City in the fall and has a small matter of a bar exam coming up in a couple of months. So get a good look at her today. No one's going to see her much. We'll deal with her father later. You may know her father, hopefully you don't know her father, District Attorney Jonathan Blodgett. And I will be calling John on the way home and ask what type of Princeton man would let his daughter go to Harvard. That's a question for him. But Lauren, it's great to have you back. Ashley Waters, as been mentioned, won this award in 2005. And just to make us look good, to prove that we were on the right track, she was also named the Will McDonough Boston Globe Female Athlete of the Year that year. She went on to become not only the Athlete of the Year in America East, but the Scholar Athlete of the Year, and as a player up at the University of Maine. And Ashley coached softball at Harvard as an assistant for 3 years, and this year was named the head coach of Boston University. And Boston University, in her first year, won the Patriot League. They're now in the Patriot League Championship and advanced to the NCAA National Softball Tournament. I was sitting at home one day clicking around, and there was Boston University in deep water, as Ashley and I talked about, playing with University of Louisiana Lafayette and Texas. And the water was deep out there, but for a first-year program, terrific, terrific accomplishment. So we're going to bring Ashley up, A, to present her the Postgraduate Achievement Award, and B, to have her say a few words to our winners this year. So, Ashley.
Hi. I had the pleasure of winning this award 11 years ago. It is a great honor to have the opportunity to speak with you today. First and foremost, congratulations to the two recipients. This is a tremendous accolade, and you should be incredibly proud. When I reflect back to high school, I recall feeling nostalgic emotions of incredible memories and moments. I loved my small high school world. You know everyone you go to school with, and teachers and faculty know you. You have great friends, great teammates. Your parents are by your side day in and day out, and the moments on the field, whether successful or not, are the best part. This award was very special to me. It's always a great feeling to be recognized for your hard work and the dedication. But the best part of it was it gave me the opportunity to thank the people who truly helped me earn it, who pushed me to be a better person and player every single day. 11 years later, they are still by my side and supporting each and every endeavor, including this speech today. So thank you, Mom and Dad. I love you. Take a minute today to truly thank the people who made this moment possible, because you did not do it alone. My path since winning this award has been eventful and exciting. I accepted a Division I scholarship to the University of Maine, where I played softball. During my time there, I was named captain in my junior and senior season. I received Conference Player of the Year and the Conference Scholar Athlete of the Year. I hold single season records and overall team records for defensive and offensive statistics. And I won the Dean Smith Award, which is the top female athlete at the university. In my junior season, I was asked by the Stratford Braycats to play for the organization that is the most prestigious softball organization in the entire country. To put in perspective for you, they have more national championships than the Yankees. But no one here cares about the Yankees anyway, so. I played with this organization for 6 seasons. I received all-tournament honors for 3 years, and I won 4 national championships. I was the only captain named in my final season in the program history. Once it was time to hang up the cleats, I knew coaching at the collegiate level was my next journey. So I took an assistant position job at Harvard. It was one of the best decisions I could have made in my entire life. I got to work with the great minds of our future, but also really talented ball players. I spent 3 seasons there, before I received the call I've been waiting for my entire life, the call to become a head coach. I spent this last year as the head coach of Boston University. In my first year, we won the Patriot League, and I had the opportunity to compete on ESPN, which was a lifelong dream of mine. So my journey since winning this award has been nothing short of amazing. I've truly lived out some of my greatest goals. I'm grateful for the moments of success I've felt and for all the awards and victories, but I've also felt failure. And in those moments, it's probably why I've succeeded. I'm going to leave you with my favorite quote. Doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. This is what I live by, and this is what I preach to my players. Whatever you choose to do next, do not doubt yourself. Do not wonder if it will work out. Just prepare yourself the best you can and just go straight at it. You have no idea what the outcome will be, but doubting yourself will not help you achieve your dreams. You're starting the next chapter of your life, and embrace the change and enjoy the new road you're traveling down. Remember to work harder than everybody else, and success comes with sacrifice. So in order to be the person you want to be, you often have to do the things that you don't want to do. Stay up late to study, get extra workouts in, break down mechanics, and miss out on social events. Your life can be whatever you want it to be. The choice is in your hands, and that's very exciting. So go do something great. Congratulations.
Thanks, Beth.
Gerard, we've quietly allowed Harvard to kind of play a leading role in this, so apparently I'm not doing the greatest job that James Coffey thinks I'm doing. No, it's a wonderful, wonderful place. You can't get into Holy Cross. We now are here, the main event, as they say, the female and male student athletes of the year. Phil Stacey did a very good job of summarizing our task, and, you know, as he said, the task is somewhat challenging each month, but you know, usually, you know, you'd have one or two that kind of stand out, and then you whittle it down. But when it comes time to the end of the year, we pick a monthly winner, September through May. So you're looking at the top student athletes on the North Shore, and obviously you have to come up with one. So, you know, we review the material that was presented and get together, and this is what we have. So one of the traditions we have at this luncheon is we invite each of the winners to pick someone to introduce them and present the award. So to introduce our female student athlete of the year, I'd like to bring up the Beverly High School swim coach, Dave Swenson.
This is a great crowd. This is a great event. Can I come back next year?
Yeah,
just now. Okay. This is a list of previous coaches. I'd like to echo Gerard's sentiment towards the press here, the sports writers. We have some late night swim meets at Beverly, and it makes for some long days. And to get on the phone and be met with such positive energy on the other end is nice for a coach. I just want to thank you guys. You're awesome. Phil, it's nice to put a face to your emails and your voice. So, yeah. This is my distinct honor and privilege to introduce Sarah. I've known her pretty much since she was born. I've known her parents longer than that. I've been fortunate enough to be one of her coaches at the Y over the years and her high school coach over the last 4 years. No one deserves this award more than Sarah. She's just an incredible young woman. I was going to say kid, but she's definitely matured over the years. She's extremely hardworking in the pool and in school and out in the community. She has demonstrated outstanding leadership not only this year as one of our captains, but in all the previous years that she's been on the team. She's definitely someone that her teammates have been able to look to for encouragement, for guidance, and for support. You know, I've got three daughters, and you know, I'm partial to them. But if I had to pick a daughter other than my three daughters, it would be Sarah. She's awesome. She's also our team music video producer. I think MTV nominated her for a Pump Up Video Award. I don't know. If you get a chance to to see any of them on a Facebook page or something. They're a lot of fun. So I'm just going to list some of her achievements as a student athlete. She's been inducted to the National Honor Society. She's an AP scholar. She's got a CUM much higher than mine, about a 4.4 something. She ranked in the top 10 of her class. She's been accepted and will matriculate at Brown University in the fall. She'll swim as a Bruin for Brown. Her community service, she's served the community in many different ways, but what really stands out to me is her involvement in Swim Across America. For those of you who do not know, Swim Across America is it's a fundraising program involving swimming, of course. Some are open water events and some are pool events, and they raise money for cancer research. Sarah's single-handedly organized not just one but multiple events with Swim America, and because of her, at least dozens, maybe over 100 kids in the North Shore have been involved in this event. Kudos to Sarah. So, now on to her athletic achievements, which I could have brought a book. This past year she was undefeated in dual meet and championship events. She was the NEC champion in the 200 individual medley, the 100 freestyle, and a member of the winning 200 medley relay and 400 medley relay. We could just copy that and put that carry that over to the North Sectional meet and to the state meet. She's at North Sectional, she set a meet record in the 100-yard freestyle at 51.73. She won the 200 individual medley, and again, as a member of the winning 400 free relay. At state championships, this was quite an event. I've never had so much fun in my life. It was... I think Carla, my assistant coach, who happens to be Sarah's mom, she had a great time as well. At states in the 200 medley relay, Sarah and her teammates set a new state record. They also achieved an All-American consideration time. Today is the deadline for All-American times. They usually take the top 100. Unfortunately, that time's ranked at 101 right now, so throughout the country. So they'll get All-American consideration, possibly All-American for that. Sarah, individually at that meet, also achieved All-American consideration time in the 100 freestyle, in which she won. She will definitely receive All-American status in the 200 individual medley, where she finished about 80th in the country. Their 400 freestyle relay also set a meet record and achieved All-American status. So they're very successful at that meet. You can see why I had so much fun. Sarah is a name to the Boston Globe and the Boston Herald All Scholastic teams. She was named the Boston Globe Swimmer of the Year and the Salem Navy News Swimmer of the Year. And most recently, she has qualified for the United States Olympic Team Trials to be held in Omaha in 2 weeks. So if anybody deserves this, Sarah, you do. Congratulations. You can just say if you want to.
Yes. So I just want to say thank you. I couldn't have done it without my parents. They inspired me to become the swimmer that I am today. They both swam. My mom swam at the University of Connecticut and was a 3-time captain. And my dad played water polo at Yale. And I want to thank my sister too, who is 2 years younger than me and inspires me to be who I am today. And thank you, Mr. Monahan, and all my coaches and teachers.
Mr. Crawford, do you mind taking one more plaque back for the
the display at Beverly High School for Sarah's award.
Thank you very much.
For our male winner, I'd like to bring up the St. John's Prep wrestling coach, Manny Costa, to present the award to Hunter Costa, whom he knows very well.
I'd like to thank everybody for being here today. As Phil Stacy understands, I take this award pretty serious. I've been fortunate to have 18 monthly winners. I usually get February, which I'm thankful for. This year was March. I've had two in my house, two sons. My son Jared won it in 2015 as well. So academics is big at St. John's Prep, and I take academics serious because when it's all said and done with your athletics, you need to be able to have a good job and maintain a household. So I always have stressed the importance of academics. Our GPA on our team this year was a 3.84. So they do pretty well in the classroom as a team. 25 guys, 3.84. With that, I've been fortunate. You know, this is my son that's getting this award tonight. And being as the prep coach for 26 years, he was born and raised at St. John's Prep. So he's been able to follow 2007 winner Ryan Malo, who went on to Williams. And that's who he was mentored by. The guys that went to all these great schools, all the academies, all the top schools, all the small Ivy schools, they were on the bus every single week. So they were going to all these meets, and that's what they were hearing in the back of the bus. Where are you going to go to school? Well, I'm going to go to Williams. And he would ask, what's Williams? Well, Williams is ranked one of the best schools in the world. Oh, okay. So he'd come home and he said, how do I get to go to these colleges? You got to work hard. You got to be dedicated and you got to want it. So he made a goal of his way back when to go to one of the best schools in the country. And we told him, go for it. We'll worry about paying the bill afterwards, but let's get in first. Unfortunately, Holy Cross does not have wrestling, so we can't be going there. Come work on that. So he'll be, with the academics, he was National Honor as well, and 4.2 GPA. He did a lot of AP courses starting from sophomore year. So he'll be attending Davidson College down right outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, where he'll be wrestling D1 for their program. Athletically, as I stated earlier, it's all about hard work and dedication. It wasn't always handed to him. He wasn't a natural athlete growing up. And wrestling wasn't his passion at all. He actually hated wrestling when he was growing up. So in fifth grade, soccer was his number one. He loved soccer. And he came to his mom first and said, you think Dad's going to be upset if I ask to not wrestle? She said, go talk to Dad. So he came in and said, I really don't want to wrestle. And do you have a problem with that? And I said, I have no problem with it. Soccer's your life. You love soccer. He wanted to play D1 soccer. So I said, you got to train 12 months a year for that, because soccer, as everybody knows, is a fall and a spring sport at the youth level and at the club level. So we were involved in club for many years. So if I'm spending the money, I want you to be dedicated to it, so no problem. But the only issue was, you got to go to the prep. You got to give me 1 year. You got to at least wrestle freshman year when you get to the prep. So he said, all right, deal. Eighth grade, he decided to do some matches and get back onto a mat. Freshman year, he did real well. He was able to win over 40 matches as a freshman. He made it to the sectional tournament. He came in fifth, top four qualified. The other four all placed at the state tournament, and he was a little bummed out that he didn't get into that spot. So he probably would have medaled, but he didn't get the opportunity because only four got to go. So he says, let me try some off-season work. He did a little off-season work with his brother. He went up to New Hampshire. And here we go to the sophomore season, and he's doing well again. And I was fortunate enough to have both my sons in the state finals, which is a pretty special thing for a parent to go through. And I will say, I sat up in the last row of the Lawrence High School, and I took it all in because I knew it would be a tear moment. So I went up there, and I got to hear my two sons get their names read off as finalists. And everybody in that crowd of about 2,000 were there to watch them. Pretty special. And I will say the most special piece is I get to be in the with an unobstructed view. I wish every parent had that opportunity to be able to watch their child compete in high school, college, and not have anybody standing in front of them. You get to be right there on the floor and be able to take it all in. So it was a cool moment. He took second in the state that year and said, you know, I'm close, but I want to get into a great school. In order to get into a great school, soccer's not going to cut it. I don't think I'm going to make it because the American soccer players aren't at that level. I'm probably not going to be 6'4". I'm not going to be 185 pounds coming out of high school. So let's try this wrestling thing. I'm doing pretty good here. So all of a sudden it's changed that I hate the sport, that I'm going to dedicate a little bit more to it. So we went down to Disney and competed. We went upper state New York. We're all over the country wrestling again. Second, as junior year, he comes in second again in the D1 tournament, second in the All-State tournament, and we go back down to Disney. I've always been a dad first and the coach second. We'd made it a point that in the room, I was the coach. Once we left the room, I had to be dad. Couldn't mix it because there's no way of survival that way. I didn't want him to hate me and hate the sport, so we kept it at that point. And the point was, if you ever want extra work, you have to come to me. If you want me to work with you outside of it, come to me. So after Disney, his junior year, we're down at Disney and we're going on some of the rides. We're probably on one of the two-hour lines. And he says, do you think we could start working out together, Dad? Because I want to be a state champ my senior year. I said, okay, that's fine. So I figured he meant wrestling. So we have a mat in our house. So I figured it was easy. And we get home. On Monday, he grabs his gym bag and says, let's go. Where are we going? We got a mat right here. So why don't we just roll in here? He goes, no, we're going to hit the weight room. Hit the weight room? Well, I wasn't buying into the weight room piece, but 3 days a week I'm lifting with him. And then I'm on the treadmill and I'm on the elliptical. And then we're wrestling 3 days a week as well at home. From July straight through the season was that. And it was a special moment that I was able to share and be able to still be compete with my son to get him ready. He was able to win the Division I North for the third time. He won the D1 State after being a finalist 2 other years. He won the All-State Tournament. He was Boston Globe, Boston Herald, Salem News Wrestler of the Year. He's had 206 career wins. He had over 1,100 team points. He had 106 pins. And he was 40-0 this year in dual meets. So we have a long line of some great wrestlers that have come out. And he's right there with all of them. So I'm proud to say that my son Hunter is the recipient of this great award. And I appreciate that you have it every year. And as I said, 18 times we've had somebody be a monthly winner. So I support this program to the end. Thank you for continually having this. To all the sports writers that listen to us, and you guys have been great to me. The articles you give me every year, It's phenomenal. You know, Phil, how much I love what you guys do for us. And everybody over there, thank you. Sarah, congratulations. Good luck in 2 weeks. Hope you make it. You know, good luck. We'll be following you. Thank you, everybody. Love you, everybody.
Just want to thank my mom, my dad, two assistant coaches right here, my brother, and also the support we get from our school. Not everyone has the privilege to work out with their parents, obviously, and I was lucky enough to have my dad, who also got to participate in the Olympic trials, who was an alternate at the Olympics, so that's a privilege. I want to thank Mr. Moynihan for having this event, and everyone else who covers the sports pages throughout the year. Thank you very much.
Jameson, could you kindly bring this plaque back to the prep and make room in the trophy case for it?
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, to our selection committee, I would say we did well. Thank you, man. Jack Dean was going to try to make it today. Jack had a medical appointment. Phil knows the story better than I do, but he had a tick bite, I believe, and he was going to try to get here, but Phil mentioned Jack. If you've been to a basketball game on the North Shore in the last, I don't know, 30, 40 years,
especially in the Cape Ann League, ironically, because he's a Beverly guy. And you saw kind of a shorter guy, reddish hair when he had hair, with a, always with a SF on his cap, and that was his beloved Giants, his Little League team. And I would constantly joke with Jack, because anytime I go into a gym to officiate and see him, which is a lot, and he's not there to see me, I trust you, I said, geez, Jack, this must be the big game in the Cape Ann League tonight, because you're here. Jack goes to more basketball games than any of us, and he follows sports throughout the year, and although he is a big Cape Ann fan, he is a Beverly guy true and true, as I know James can attest and Phil can attest. So we will make sure that we get this fan award, which we do give out most years, to someone who is just kind of a fabric of the sports community in a particular town. And I don't think that there has been or could be a better winner than Jack Dean. So in his absence, we congratulate Jack Dean. Before I turn it back to Gerard to do a little final bookkeeping here, I just want to reinforce, I know a lot of you have connections to schools. We have schools here. We really do rely on the schools for the success of this program. Our greatest fear is missing a deserving winner, a deserving monthly winner, who potentially could be a deserving yearly winner because the kid wasn't nominated. So we really put the onus on the schools, and these guys at that table over there do a great job in soliciting nominations. And I think we communicated this year as much as ever with the ADs. And, you know, there's some human nature involved. You know, some people do their job very, very, very well. And some not so well, but we certainly encourage the schools to get on this bandwagon that's been rolling along for 24, 25 years now, and no sign of stopping. So I thank you, and I'll turn it back over to Gerard to close the program.
Thank you, Paul. For those of you who have not attended the luncheon before, the reason why there are so many references to Holy Cross is quite simple. Paul went there, I went there, my two brothers went there, and my niece went there. So we have a purple tinge, as you might guess.
You might have the colors.
In honor of... at this point, I want to... mention the fact that in addition to the luncheon in their honors and in the plaques that are both for them and for the school, there also comes with a scholarship. So let me give you yours, Hunter. I want to mention a couple of things here. First of all, I want to thank the people here at Salem Country Club. We have been coming here for several years now. They have been most accommodating, and I'm deeply grateful to the staff, all of them who participated today in having us have such a nice luncheon. And I also want to thank my brother Jack, because he's a member here, and he's the one that makes sure that we get the right day, and they do a marvelous job for them. So thank you, Jack. I also want to mention the fact that I'm the one who gets up here to speak on behalf of the Moynihan family, but I do want to particularly mention my brother Jack, who's been in behind this program right from the very beginning. Thank you, Jack. And I know that it it probably strikes some of you here that, looking at me, the hair is getting quite gray. I am getting along in years, and I know you're concerned about, some have mentioned to me, what about the future of the program? Well, I'm very happy that my nephew, Chris, who's also here today, wants this program to go on and on, and so you can be sure that the Moynihan Lumber participation in the student-athlete program will continue for years to come. Thank you. I do want to mention a couple of things that are, I think, it's just simply worth mentioning. And that is that these two young people who are here today join a very impressive list. And I hope you'll take the time to look at them, the two of you. But I want you to realize you belong there. you have, in your school careers, demonstrated just the type of student athlete you are. And you are like the ones that preceded you, like Lauren Blodger, like Ashley Waters. You're in the same class. We've had several winners who have had remarkable careers, but a few of them stand out for reasons not necessarily related to what they accomplished, but rather what they said to me and to others. The first I'd like to mention is Shalane Flanagan. Shalane was a track star at Marblehead High School and won twice. The second time that she won, I sat down with her and her mother after it was over, and I said, Shalane, what do you want to do next? She said, Mr. Moynihan, I'd like to be an Olympian. I'd like to run in the Olympics. And I thought, my God, isn't that marvelous? That this girl from Marblehead High School, she's very thin. If you've seen Shalane, she's, you could almost push her over, but that she had that dream, and she's fulfilled it. She went and did it. She went to track school, went to a school that was featured in track, North Carolina. And from there, she started doing the distance run and was just an amazing, amazing athlete and a remarkable career that she's had. And when I think about it, I think about, gee, her willingness to dream and then to see that dream fulfilled. Ashley, you spoke about that earlier this afternoon. But I want to tell you two other stories. One's not necessarily about athletic accomplishment, but about the type of individuals we honor at these luncheons. One of them was Becky Blazer. You've heard her mentioned here today. Becky went to Masconomet, was an incredible basketball player, and also soccer. She went to Harvard. She was thrilled to be able to play sports, and then in her sophomore year, she suffered a terrible injury and could never play again. And when we talked to her, I said to her, how do you feel about what happened? She said, Mr. Moynihan, the wonderful thing about being a student athlete is that I still have the student part. And there's a lot of wonderful things that I can do here at Harvard. She also said, I can probably also make up for not being able to play by covering student athletes. And so she started working at the Harvard Crimson and then for Phil Stacey and also for Steve Krause, ultimately becoming the public relations director for the Mass Golf Association, a position she's had now for over 15 years. And I was with someone at the luncheon that we had last week, which is the luncheon for the Merrimack Valley, and he said he was there because he was involved in an MGA event. And I just happened to say to him, do you know Becky Blazer? He said, Becky Blazer? My God, Becky is the MGA. And he said, we've never had anybody like that. And we could tell that from the day she won. Those who were at that luncheon will well remember that. The other person I would remember is Jim Eunice, remarkable athlete from Gloucester High School. I saw Jim play as a freshman. He was simply outstanding. You couldn't help but look at him. Very few freshmen get to play varsity football on the North Shore. He did. And I remember talking to him when he won the award, and I said, Jim, what's next for you? And he said, I want to be a number one NFL draft choice. I'm going to Boston College. My dream is to play not only varsity football at the highest level, but also to play in the National Football League. In his second year, Jim had to stop playing altogether because, as Paul told you, he had concussions. And I spoke to Jim, and I said, Jim, what is going to happen to you? And he said, Mr. Moynihan, I'm at a marvelous school. I'm at Boston College. There's some great stuff here that I can do that I couldn't do before because I was involved in athletics. I'm going to take every opportunity I can to learn as much as I can while I'm here at Boston College. And as you heard, Jim is now working for a nonprofit in Lynn. So his dream changed dramatically. But the thing to remember is that he had the great stuff that happens only to top kids, that he could bounce back. And both he and Becky were able to find their ways, even though the athletic careers that they might have wanted were not there for them. So I want to end, as I normally do, by quoting from the late, great Dick Kazmaier, All-American, twice at Princeton, Heisman Trophy winner in 1951. 45 years later, Dick Kazmaier's daughter was an outstanding hockey player, best in the country. She died tragically, and he created the Kazmaier Award, given annually in memory of his daughter, to the best college hockey player in the United States. But he was asked on the 60th anniversary of the Heisman Trophy, he was the 15th winner, what is it that makes the award special? And he said this. He said, it's not the award itself, and it's not where you receive it, no matter how nice the circumstances may be. And as you all know, the Heisman is given in New York City, and it's given at the Waldorf Astoria, about as fancy a place as you could ever want to be. And he said, it doesn't really matter who gives it to you. It doesn't matter. All of the things that are around it. But what makes an award special, what really matters, is the people who win it. So here he was, 60 years, the trophy being 60 years old, but 45 years had gone by since he won. And he said, the award means more to me today than it ever did because of those people who followed me and won it. So I say to you two today, oh, let me finish by saying it. He said that each winner of the Heisman Trophy adds his own particular quality to the award, so that the whole becomes greater than the sum of its parts. We feel the same way about this award. When we look at the names, all of you who have won it, we are just amazed at the quality of person that we have winning this award. And I want you two to know that you both have added your special qualities to this award today. And we know that there's nothing that you can't accomplish if you set your minds to it, just like the ones who have come before you. And so we wish you all the very, very best. Folks, will you please join me once again with our two winners, please stand. Thank you all for your attendance here today, and have a wonderful summer. Thank you.